25 Most Valuable 1988 Topps Baseball Cards in the World. Baseball is like a love story people love to follow. It doesn't matter how old you are or what year you lived in, you have to follow a team, then most importantly, you have to have a favorite player. Baseball is a joy giver. It makes you feel like a kid again. If you were a kid in the 1980s, you probably collected baseball cards. Today those cards have become collectibles. Take a nostalgic journey into those yesteryears. The 1988 top set is one of the most popular ever produced. This particular year, several high-quality rookies were featured throughout the set. I'm going to share with you a list of the most valuable Topps baseball cards from 1988. Are you ready for our trip down memory lane? 25 Most Valuable 1988 Topps Baseball Cards in the World, Price List. 1. Price, $650. Grade, PSA 10. Card Number, #103T. Craig Allen Biggio is a former second baseman, outfielder, and catcher who played all his career with the Houston Astros. He began in 1988 when this card was made. Biggio was a very fast runner and was an excellent base stealer. He was called upon midway through the 1988 season to become a catcher. 2. Price, $999. Grade, BGS 9. Glavine was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. He compiled a mixed record of 33-43 from 1987 to 1990. He had a 17-loss performance in 1988. He was a 5-time 20-game winner. This card was made in 1988 by Topps to memorialize the contribution of Glavine to the game of baseball. 3. Price, $1,000. Grade, ungraded. Card number, #580. McGuire played as baseball first baseman first with Oakland Athletics and then with St. Louis Cardinals. He made 32 home runs in 1988 and went on to be the first major leaguer to hit 30-plus home runs in each of his first four full seasons. He hit home runs on 3 and 4th of July, 1988 in the 16th inning winning both games. 4. Price, $700. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, #4T. Roberto played for several teams throughout the span of his baseball career. In 1988 when this card was made he was playing for the San Diego Padres, which was the same year he made his major league debut. He quickly set a reputation of being a solid hitter and a base runner. With his powerful arms he often made spectacular plays with on-ground balls, hitting deep in the hole between first and second base. 5. Price, $1,000. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, #70T. Maddux was a baseball pitcher. In 1988 he was playing for the Chicago Cubs. That same year he won an All-Star Award. Maddux was an ace in 1988. He finished 18-8 with a 3.18 ERA. This was followed by a winning streak of 17 straight seasons in which he recorded more than 15 wins. This card with his image on it is very valuable and is in good condition. 6. Price, $550. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, no. Vincent Edward Bo Jackson was, among other things in sports, a baseball outfielder and designated hitter. In 1988, July 29th, his team, Kansas City Royals, played against the Baltimore Orioles. Jackson played a timeout home run in that game when he batted against Jeff Ballard. One of his many notable achievements include 20 home run seasons from 1987 to 1990. 7. Price, $700. Grade, ungraded. Card number, #206. Ramos was an infielder in Major League Baseball. In 1988 he was playing with the Cleveland Indians. In this card he is pictured wearing a jersey belonging to the Seattle Mariners, which he played for from 1982 to 1987. 8. Price, $375. Grade, PSA 7. Card number, #300. Don Mattingly was nicknamed the Hitman and Donnie Baseball. He was a first baseman who played with the New York Yankees in 1988. He won an All-Star Award in that year as well. He recorded 18 home runs and 88 RBIs. 9. Price, $283. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 90. Dale Murphy played as an outfielder, catcher, and first baseman for the Atlanta Braves in 1988. He won the Roberto Clemente Award that year. In that year also he got his final All-Star appearance. His average was 226 in 1988. This Topps card is graded and numbered but isn't graded. 10. Price, $243. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 240. Lee Smith Baseball was a pitcher who played for 18 years for 8 teams. In 1988 he was playing with the Boston Red Sox team. This Topps card shows Lee strutting through the pitch and waving at the cheerful crowd. The card is in great condition and graded accordingly. 11. Price, $299. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 8. Edgar Martinez played with the Seattle Mariners as a designated hitter and third baseman from 1987 to 2004. This card is PSA authenticated, it has Edgar's photo on it and is in great condition. It is a brand new card, undamaged and unopened. 12. Price, $1,000. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 302. Jose Uribe was a league baseball shortstop from 1984 to 1993. In 1988 he was playing with the San Francisco Giants. In that year Uribe won the Millie Mack Award for his spirit and leadership efforts with his team. He was loved by fans at Candlestick Park where they had a peculiar way of chanting his name. Fans on one side of the park would shout OOH, chants on the other side would go Uribe. 13. Price, $500. Grade, PSA 8. Card number, number 535. Guidry was a baseball pitcher who played for the New York Yankees. He won a Golden Glove Award in 1988. This Topps card bears his picture and his signature on the surface of it. It is authenticated by a professional sports authenticator and graded 8. 14. Price, $125. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 4. Eddie Murray was nicknamed Steady Eddie. He was first baseman and designated hitter for the Baltimore Orioles where he played in 1988. He averaged 28 home runs and 99 RBI. He almost won an MVP award this year but came second in the voting. 15. Price, $199. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 628. Charles Dwayne Hayes played third baseman for the San Francisco Giants team from 1988 to 1989 where he made his debut on September 11. He hit 0.91 over 7 games. Although this card is not autographed by the player, it is graded a complete 10 for pristine condition. 16. Price, $375. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 2. Here's a card for the price of two players. This Topps card shows Don Mattingly and Ricky Henderson. There's a Don Mattingly card on this list already, so I'll dwell on Henderson. He was a professional baseball left fielder who played 24 seasons. He was nicknamed Man of Steel. He played with the New York Yankees in 1988. He won an All-Star Award that year. This card shows him with fellow teammate Mattingly. 17. Price, $125. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 699. This Topps card carries the picture of two MLB players, Tony Gwynn and Benito Santiago. Gwynn was a right fielder while Santiago was a catcher. Both men played for the San Diego Padres in 1988. Santiago won a Golden Glove Award in 1988. Gwynn won the batting title that year with a 313 average. 18. Price, $189. Grade, PSA 8. Card number, number 405. Gooden was a baseball pitcher for the New York Mets in 1988. He won the All-Star Award that year as well. He had an 18-9 record in that year. This is his card from Topps. It is graded 8 and highly valued. 19. Price, $399. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 33. Hernandez is a former baseball first baseman. He played most of his career with the St. Louis Cardinals and New York Mets. In 1988 he was with the New York Mets. He won his 11th and final Golden Glove Award that year. 20. Price, $200. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 40. Orel was a baseball pitcher who played the game from 1983 to 2000. In 1988 he was playing with the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was the World Series champion for 1988. In that year Orel finished the season with a record 59 scoreless innings pitched. He thereby broke the mark of 582/3 innings, a record that was held by former team man Don Drysdale. 21. Price, $350. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 6. Nolan was a baseball pitcher. He played for the Houston Astros in 1988 and was the strikeout leader from 1987 to 1990. This ungraded Topps card bears his image on it. He is seen here in his jersey and is in the motion of pitching. 22. Price, $140. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 387. Second baseman Willie Randolph was most notably a player for the New York Yankees where he was in 1988. He was a co-captain in the year as well. In December he signed as a free agent with the Los Angeles Dodgers. 23. Price, $449. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, hashtag 11T. Barry Bonds was a professional baseball left fielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1988. Bonds hit 283 with 24 home runs in that year. For all the scandals that later surrounded his career, he is one of the greatest players of baseball. 24. Price, $129. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 70. Clemens was a baseball pitcher who played in 24 seasons primarily for the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees. An 11-time All-Star, he won it in the year 1988 and beyond. 25. Price, $179. Grade, ungraded. Card number, hashtag 1T. Jim was a baseball pitcher for the California Angels in 1988. He got a medal for representing the United States in the Olympic Games that year too. He also got a Baseball World Cup medal in 1988. Final thoughts. In a nutshell, pack-pulling baseball card collectors and dealers pray for the day they can get their hands on 1988 Topps baseball cards again. These cards have skyrocketed in popularity over the last few years, and even more so now with more recent investments joining the fray. These are just a few of the most valuable 1988 Topps baseball cards in the world today.